With long, cold winters, many of us develop a deep and sometimes fraught relationship with our winter gear. Christy Clancy tells us about her struggle and search for a new winter coat.
I opened my closet this past fall and saw my familiar winter coat sagging off the hanger. I was about as excited to see it as a clump of snow next to the freeway. A decade ago, when I bought it, I believed it was possible to love a coat. I thought this one was unique and classy. It had a cinched waist and tall velvet-trimmed stand collar reminiscent of Queen Elizabeth's neck ruff. I thought it made me look more sophisticated than I am. But now, after all these years, the collar is limp, and the velvet is worn away in spots like an old stuffed animal. It was once silver, but the silver has somehow drained away. It reminds me of when my son was little, and he looked at my lips and asked me where the red went. Now the nylon is a flat, communist-era gray that is the very color of depression. Anyone who has endured long Wisconsin winters knows that our coats are as familiar to us as our own skin. We know how they smell and how they sound. We know every pocket, seam, and zipper. We form relationships with our outerwear, and now my relationship with my coat is over. I'm like the woman in the Raymond Carver story who looks up from making eggs and realizes she doesn't love her husband anymore. All my love for that coat is gone. I hate it. The shoulders are a little tight, the zipper's fussy. The pockets have holes in them, so the hem is weighted with drop change, lost keys, and old lip balms. The insulation is matted down to nothing. Picking out a new coat should be simple enough, but it's not. I've put more effort into the selection than our last car search. I feel like the Bachelorette meeting all the contestants on the first night of the show. There's so many choices. Parka, anorak, or puffer. Hood or no hood. Black, or does that make me look like the Grim Reaper? A car coat, longer, shorter? Do I want down or synthetic fill? What's in style? Is it even possible for a warm coat to be trendy? A new coat arrives at my doorstep almost every day, and I ultimately head for the post office with a return. There's always some problem with it. The pockets aren't deep enough, there are too many snaps, a cheap zipper, or the collar looks like an airplane neck pillow. I've established an unattainable form-to-function ratio. I want warmth, but I also want more Katy Perry than Michelin Man. More corset than sleeping bag. My search could go on a long time, and it's getting colder. I throw on my old familiar coat and head out into the tundra and realize the problem isn't my coat, it's me. It's how I feel about winter. Picking the right coat is like picking the music I'll listen to during a root canal, knowing that it will be tainted forever. When it comes to picking out a coat, maybe it's better to shoot for companionship instead of love, practicality instead of perfection.
Christy Clancy is a writer and professor at Beloit College. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.